Peggy 16. That wasn't as good as the first time I did it. Welcome to episode 34. And I know you probably weren't expecting this episode, and quite frankly, neither were we. But with the drop of a new Final Fantasy Remake trailer at the Tokyo Game Show, we figured, what the hey, let's come in, shake things up a bit, and put our schedule on a more manageable schedule, really, when you think about it, because in 2 weeks' time, we'll be back from POMEX. As always, I'm joined by my wonderful counterpart, who has difficulty with all sorts of things, including language, Alan.
And all sorts of words. Thank you for that wonderful and most accurate introduction, as usual.
It's accurate. Not accurate. Accurate.
God damn, must you?
Sorry.
Of course you must. That's,
I must.
No, I accept that. Hey, must is just fine.
Anyway, no, I just said, no, I wasn't mocking that. I said I must, as in I must mock you. It's part of what I'm... Anyway, just shut up. So, yes, let's talk about the Final Fantasy VII Remake trailer. Oof, what a trailer,
In a nutshell, very pleased.
Yeah. There was a lot in there. We're not going to go on some crazy breakdown here where we discuss every single aspect of it.
There's frame by frame, no.
There's a billion videos out there. We just generally want to talk about some of the content that we saw in it and, you know, generally what we make of it.
You've got a chance to fanboy once in a while.
Yes.
I mean, let's face it. Then the last time we recorded, we started speaking about Final Fantasy VII afterwards, and about 5 minutes later, we stopped and said, why aren't we recording this at the moment? Mm-hmm. So this is an ideal time just to express that, you know what, at heart, we are just like everyone. We are big fanboys of this game and of all games. So, yeah. Well.
I mean, the trailer opened with footage that we'd already seen before where Cloud's on the train there. So I thought to myself, well, maybe this is just going to be like a mashup extended trailer or whatnot. But there's a hell of a lot of new footage in it. And, you know, one of the major points that I think has come out from this trailer is people were like, well, I don't remember this and I don't remember that. Who the hell is this? Who the hell is that? And then you have to remind yourself that they did say from the very beginning this game was going to be in parts, that they were going to just take Midgar as its own entity, its own game. So naturally, they're going to have to flesh it out. Naturally, they're going to have to make some changes to it. And from what I can tell, it looks like it's been loyal enough to the original with some acceptable changes. I think what's thrown me a little bit is the fact that a lot of this is like daylight. When every time you think of Midgar, I just think of nighttime, pitch black, right?
Oh, true.
The only time you really see like daytime is when either you're in the church or you're at Aerith's.
I suppose you want for the one game to have that same skyline and sort of atmosphere, you want it mixed up a little bit. So for the sake of 2 discs worth of Midgar content, I suppose you gotta make the effort to mix it up a little bit.
So were there any points in it that, you know, that really stood out to you as a positive and some that were questionable or?
No, as a whole, I don't think there was anything there that I'd say, oh, not sure about this, not sure about that. The great thing what I felt, just as a general remark, looking at the trailer here, is that if you try to trace back in the original game, I feel like by now they've shown us each key moment. So let's say you have reactor missions, you have the Walmart, you have the fall into the sewers, you've got the climb to the pillar for Sector 7. I feel like they've shown us so much now at this point, it makes us think like what really remains is the end bit, such as the Shinra building. So just this trailer gave me a lot of promises saying, you know what, this 3rd of March deadline seems really justified. I think this is the kind of game where I'm more leaning towards there not being any form of delay. You know, and not the money saying that because there has been a history of this game and a lot of people are almost expecting it at this point. But from what we've seen so far, it's looking really, really promising.
For sure. I think that some of the feedback I've seen online and now, you know, it's obviously confirmed that Quinton's not returning as Reno. And to be fair, I think at this stage, we already knew that we've had Quinton at you know, our last two or three events now. And he said that he'd had no contact from anyone. And not to mention it had been already put on the record that Square have said that they wanted to take a new direction with it. So it didn't make sense to use the original cast. And while this may be not a popular opinion, I actually think it was a good move. That's not to say I'm not fond of the voice actors who have already played the parts. I think Quentin's great. I really like Quentin. But I think with a remake like this, it needs to be its own entity. It needs to stand out from the crowd. And I think it's a healthy change.
See, so, I think they might want to try disassociate what people once knew in order to give it that fresh vibe, is to say. I think
there's a lot of content now, right? Like the expanded universe of Seven, and some of it's probably not going to make any sense.
See, now on the subject though, just with the voice actor, the one thing I think that people, I don't need to have really people dissatisfied, is because I think the Japanese voice actors haven't changed.
Ah.
Just the English ones. So I think that's why people are raising the questions about it more than anything. I mean, that's something that we might never know the real reason behind, or at the meantime, we can only just guess.
Mm.
So, you know,
is it a
need to guess for another day.
Is it a contractual thing, perhaps?
It could be.
Is it a respect thing? It's very well known that Asia has a completely different view on general respect
to give it a good example, when I think it's one of in Kingdom Hearts 3, one of the, wouldn't necessarily be a key character, but somewhat, his voice actor in Japan passed away, so they didn't reprise the English voice actor's role either. They just left the character mute.
Right.
And did that with a second one as well. It's only, there was one key character who got swapped over because he could not have him voiced. And there's people theorizing that due to this, I think they want to change a... they want to just get a brand new cast. And I think some people even theory, I saw theories going about age, and I thought, well, that's a bit of a reach, to be honest with you. I don't know, honestly, there's just too many guesses, and some are wild, some are appealing to different sides of logic, but for the most part, I'm not even going to begin guessing why it is. Either way, I thought the old voice cast were great. I think the new ones are doing great. Let's just embrace what comes along.
Mm-hmm. One of the other points of talk has been the unknown soldier character. And they refer to him as a soldier just based on the weaponry. This wasn't something I was familiar with. I didn't recognize the sword at all. So I'm not sure if that's because I'm thick or if it's because it's from... is it from... you know your brain's gone to shit when you can't even think of the name of the game.
Maybe
Crisis Core. Did you recognize the sword when you saw it?
The sword?
Yeah, do you have any idea what I'm talking about? The guy on the motorbike.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but the sword didn't really stand out for me.
The sword is an iconic sword, which is, that's what I read.
I've been seeing people talk about the character himself, and they're suggesting it could be this character called Kunsel or Luxier, and they're just these soldiers from Crisis Core. And I'm not sure if they actually appear in the game, or they have like helmets on at the time, or that they have these, I think I saw this image of a diary entry or something, like, or a message from these people. So I'm not sure if it's something to do with that.
Right.
Because I've been hearing things about the compilation not supposed to be in canon yet, at the same time that they want to incorporate bits to sort of make it this one meshed included universe. So it's guesswork at this point still, but theorized guesswork, you know.
I think it was quite interesting to see the Turks. I think that they look a lot more intimidating than before. They look like they actually kick ass, which is quite interesting. There's a great clip of Rude swinging Cloud around like he's like some log.
Bring that up. And he tosses into air. It's like, wow.
It's quite good, actually.
And the great thing is you have some fights with him as well, no less.
I mean, we know
from the original game, you just have one fight with Reno. Here it looks they're going to have at least two of them already, one in the church.
And this is, again, the point. The game has to be expanded.
Indeed.
You know, you can't fit 40 hours into what was originally like 4 or 5. There's a scene there where they're outside Seventh Heaven. there looks like there's these ghost ghouly things flying around in dust or whatever. Well, that's completely new. Mm. It kind of gave the impression that in the wool market that Aerith and Tifa are going to assist you with the cross-dressing task.
Well, the one thing I'll say before you go ahead, there's those kind of phantom-like beings that appear at the start of the trailer. They have appeared in previous trailers as well.
They did. There was where Cloud stood there. Yeah. Mm. And he's talking to Aerith.
So it's quite a recurring element for sure. This is going to be like quite frequently, but if it goes at this continued rate, you know. Mm-hmm. And so you're saying the wall market there,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, the wall market. So it looks like Tifa is going to be involved in this. But again, it's hard to say because it's a trailer. It's all slotted together in a way that certainly doesn't make sense with the timeline, right? So, but we did get a fresh look at the Big Bros Challenge, which was interesting. Yeah. And I'm pleased to report that we will adjust our ATEs to make sense going forward. In fact, that's something on my to-do list this afternoon. And there's another talk of point was the fact that these summons seem to be making an early appearance. And again, you have to expect that. You don't want to play a 40-hour game and get absolutely nothing, right?
Yep.
So there are going to be some changes. And people who can't accept general changes like that just need to bugger off. You just need to take it with a pinch of salt here. I think it's great. There's literally I can't think of anything that I looked at and was like, I don't like this.
Mm.
As
I say, you got to make sense for that because take the summons in the original game. One, the first three summons you get in the game, one you get off some dancing chocobos, the second you get by a little girl you save, the third one appears after a boss battle out of like nowhere. So... Mm. And you think of it that way, you know, you can't let the whole game chew it out, anything like that, because then what will happen is, oh, this game had no summons. So, yeah, these are little changes that are so inconsequential as a whole.
Mm-hmm. I would suspect we're going to get a list of VAs in the next couple of days, if not Saturday. Everyone seems to be suggesting that it's Mark Hamill that is voicing... Corneo.
Mm-hmm.
It does sound a hell of a lot like him, I must admit.
Mm. Like, I've seen a lot of people either say that it's definitely him or it definitely sounds like him, but there's no one who's able to say, you know what, that can't be him. So it's, you know, it's, we'll have to see. It'd be quite fun. I mean, Don Corneo is a colourful character and, you know, Mark Hamill can play a voice quite well like that, so...
I don't see anything actually confirming it's him yet, so we're going to have to hang fire on that confirmation. But
oh yeah, absolutely,
it's a very promising trailer. Let's say that, and we are, you know, we're really excited for it. We really look forward to sharing more information about the remake launch parties, which I really think you'll be absolutely delighted with. When we get there, we'll be talking a lot about that after POMEX. But anyway, I think we'll wrap it up there. It's been a really exciting 24 hours. And actually, if you do a bit of searching online, you will find a direct play demo footage that is now available on YouTube. I think a demo is very likely very soon. I don't have information at this point, so I'm not basing that on someone telling me that that's going to happen. From everything that we've gathered, I would say a demo is quite likely. But time will tell.
Let's put some gill on that.
I just shipped out my gill, so that might be a little bit difficult. Excited. Anyway, roll on March. But before that, POMEX is here. So anyway, folks, we're hoping to throw out a very short episode while we're in London there. I'll make sure that my Mac is armed with the software that I require. And we will talk to you all very, very soon.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. And before you go, I'm just going to quickly list you the tiniest bit of bullet points just to highlight again. One, Toe Cloud. Darts minigames. That's a check, Todd. The 100 Gunner. That's the thing you find in the villain.
The frog with the buster sword.
That's the main thing. Also, I remember now, the seven pillar when you're climbing up it. If you notice carefully, watch back in it, you'll see random civilians fighting alongside you. It looks cool. And then finally, just wanted to say, because I just wanted to end it on, that ending scene of that trailer gave me shivers the first time I saw it. You know the bit I'm talking about when they look at the...
When they're looking the over wreckage. the sector that slammed in. Like
gave me shivers. So, roll on, March.
Yes, yes. Roll on, Pomegs first. Okay, bugger off. We're over our mark now. I tried to get it under 15 minutes. I'm sorry, folks. He screws everything up. Have a great day.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care, folks. Till then. Bye-bye.